This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 737. Is it possible to get overall IELTS 8? Jen says yes.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll hear 3-key student Jen talk about her rocky road to an overall 8 on IELTS and, especially, how to get a 7.5 on writing. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners and future test takers. Wow, I have a lot of energy this morning for some reason. Welcome to the show, everyone. Today, we are going to teach you how to get very high scores, just like real IELTS student Jen. Jen, welcome to IELTS Energy.
Thank you, Jessica. Hi, everyone.
I'm so excited to have you here. Okay, so let's just get it out there from the start. What were your most recent scores?
I got 7.5 for speaking and writing, 8 for listening, and 9 for reading.
Oh my God. Okay, don't make me do math. What is that, the overall?
Overall is 8.
Thank you. Even easy math problems, I'm just like, my brain doesn't like it. Like, I can do it, but I just don't want to. Okay. So, awesome. These are all fantastic scores. I do want to talk about the writing first because it's been such a thorn in the side of so many students lately. So I really want to get to this first. I think this is our priority today. How did you do it? How did you get that writing 7.5?
I just be a good student, I guess.
That's awesome. Okay. So that helps. What does that mean to you to be a good student?
So someone really wise told me a while ago, you have to learn from experienced people. So I'm that kind of person. I like to explore by myself. I don't want to learn from other people. And I thought that's a signal of being smart. But yeah. I just learned that right before I found 3-keys online that I should learn from experienced people. So so once I sign up the course, I just go through all the materials carefully and follow like each class and listen to what you say over the course very carefully and replay a couple of times if I don't get it and do the practice you ask us to do and follow the 30-day plan to prepare for my exam. I didn't do anything fancy, just follow the plan like sentence by sentence.
Nice. Yeah, that's great. I do think it is attractive to some students to like jump around the study plan, sort of like, oh, I think my listening is okay, so I'm just gonna skip some of this stuff. But every single activity on there helps your scores. I mean, they're all connected. Like doing this extra listening practice, it's not just for listening. It's also gonna help your writing and speaking because you get vocabulary, you get ideas, and more than anything, just being inside English as much as possible, right? In that month or two before your exam is vital. Now, you took the exam before, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about this comparison here. What kind of scores were you getting before 3-keys IELTS?
Nothing.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry. So this is the first time that I ever share this with anyone because it's really a huge shame on me.
Oh, listeners, we are fortunate. Jen is taking us into her confidence like close friends. I feel honored. Okay, Jen, just put it out there.
Okay, I registered my first exam in I think 2nd of March. And what happened was I was kicked out of the classroom 10 minutes after the test started.
What?
The reason was... yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
Yeah. The reason was... So before I registered for the exam, I thought I was studying and working in the U.S. for the past 7+ years. I think my English is fine. I think taking an exam... won't be so difficult for me. But when I started to do some Cambridge tests, I feel that, oh, I know to apply for express entry in Canada, I need to get an average score of 8 on my IELTS. But yeah. Like from those quizzes, I thought I'm not that good yet. So I was pretty nervous, I think, before my first trial. So especially for listening. I know like you have to listen, you have to write down something, you have to read all the questions, and you have to do all of those things in a very short time. So I think I was over nervous before my first test. So when so in the classroom, when the lady hand over the question booklet to me, I just opened it right away. I didn't even, because I just want to read those questions in advance. I didn't even listen to all the instructions at all.
And then
after the gentleman kicked me out, he was really polite to me. He said, I'm so sorry. I don't want to do this to you, but like he said, I was standing up there like and saying, please do not open the question booklet 3 times and you didn't listen. You didn't hear me at all.
Oh my gosh. Okay. This is, we can really learn from this experience, everyone. Yeah. Well, especially being your first exam, right? Like that's super scary. Guys, you got to listen to everything. You can't skip ahead. I mean, that's literally like one of our listening strategies on the test, right? Like don't skip ahead. Like don't let your anxiety control you and push you into a direction which is detrimental, right? Just like breathe, just listen to whatever instructions, whether they be from the invigilator or from the audio recording on the test, like just listen to what they're saying and do what they say. Oh God, that invigilator must have felt so bad because like that's it. Those are the rules, right? And it's fair. Like if you think about it, it is fair, right? I mean, nobody should be able to see the questions more than anybody else. Like, it makes sense. But still, oh, that's heartbreaking. So that, I mean, must have just ruined you for the rest of the day.
For a couple of months, actually.
Oh, God. Oh, you poor thing. Well, yeah, I mean, you've already said, like, you know, you define yourself as being a good student, a smart person, a individual sort of do-it-yourself gal, right?
Yes,
and so
exactly.
When we experience something like this and it feels like such a failure, it can ruin us. I know. And then we just dwell on it in our smart brains. Oh God, that's terrible. Okay. So let's get past that. And then you took the exam a couple more times. Is that right?
So this was my 3rd time and I signed up another time for a computer-based test. I think late April. The reason was that I really wanted to get a high score. As I said, I need an 8 to be eligible for express entry. And I don't want to just spend a lot of time on this. And I just don't know what's the right strategy for me. So I was thinking to myself, okay, maybe I should just sign up for a trial test. I won't get a good score, but at least I know what it really feels like for a real exam. So that's why I signed up the 2nd time.
Oh, got it.
And I think a week after that, I found 3 keys online. I was convinced by the firm look in Jessica's eyes.
Oh, do I have a firm look in my eyes?
Yes, that's because awesome. You said... You said something like, I believe this course will definitely help you to get the scores you need.
Yes, and it's true. Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, it is true. So to be very honest, before I think this is the first time I sign up any like online courses like this, because I just don't believe this kind of things. I believe I can self-study. There are so many materials online already. I don't need to pay so much, blah, blah. That was my thoughts. Yeah. But I got impressed by the course, and I thought to myself, oh, I think this is the right way to go. So there's no need for me to take that trial exam. So I should ask for a refund. And my bank said I can get a full refund, but eventually I couldn't. So spent another over $200.
Oh, dang.
On the second sign up, but I didn't take it.
You didn't take it?
Yeah, I didn't take it because it was in another city. I need to take a bus and it takes me days to get there. So,
Hello, busy adults out there. I am talking to you right now. If you want to increase your scores in very real ways in a short amount of time, you need to come to our web class July 1st and 2nd. Study plans for busy adults who need a 7 or higher on IELTS. Grab your spot now and come live. Sign up. Go to allearsenglish.com/busy. All right. So, okay, let's focus on this most recent attempt, though, because it was amazing. So just real fast, let's go back to that writing, 7.5. What do you think helped you get such an amazing score? Like something specific, like something that really helped you on test day to feel organized and feel like a competent writer.
Sure. I think just as what you said just now, so you have different exercise prepared for us in the 30 or 60 day plan. Mm-hmm. And there are such good materials. I never feel like learning English can be so much fun.
Yay!
For example, the listening lab or just NPR, I didn't know NPR, like you can read a transcript, like things like that. So I think when you practice, just do the access for reading, I like to just read it for a couple of times and read it out loud. And then just, I have a Google Chrome plugin, which like the cursor can get the word. If the vocabulary is unfamiliar to me, I just highlight the word. It will show me the meaning in Chinese right away.
Oh, interesting.
So,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I really like that tool. So I think I just really take time to go through all the materials that you ask us to study on. For example, no matter it's a listening script or it's a newspaper article, I would just go through each sentence, analyze the structure, and make sure I understand all the vocabulary. And if I can, I will just try my best to memorize like how to spell the high level vocabulary. Yeah. So
that's fantastic. That's what I did. So one question. Now, you said you've been in the States for 7 years, right?
Right.
Okay. So how would you say that, like the speaking test, for example, right? How would you speak differently on the speaking test than you would in daily life? Because you speak English in daily life. You live here, but that's not enough for a high IELTS score. So what did you focus on for the speaking exam to like make it high enough to get that IELTS 7.5?
Well, I think your strategies definitely helped me. So although I speak English every day, and I realized that I always use those small words.
Yeah, we so all
very
do.
Easy to use words, right?
Yeah.
I don't really know or can grasp many high-level vocabulary. And so when I prepare for the reading and listening part of the exam, just going through the scripts definitely helped me to accumulate more high-level vocabs. And also, I noticed myself that I'm someone who have enthusiasm. However,
I can hear that, Jen.
However, I'm not a very, I wouldn't say I'm not a logical person, but when I try to express my ideas, I just don't have the habit to prepare in my mind and sure. to get very organized the answer and give it in a very structural way. So that's my just big weakness. And I think your strategy definitely helped me. And
yeah, I think in, you know, for like speaking part two and part three, they can be so daunting. And if you don't have a sort of structure or idea of how this is going to go, if you don't have that as a basis going into the exam, it's so easy to panic, to get lost, to repeat ourselves, to like just get lost in our answers. So yeah, I think this really does help. I mean, even a few weeks ago, Andrea, who's a near native speaker, she was saying that like she needed these speaking strategies as well, because wow. like it's a test and it's hard and it's scary, and you need to have this idea of like, okay, if it's a tough question, if this is a really weird part two, I still know how to handle it, right? Like, you need these tools. Okay, I want to highlight some of the things that Jen has said so far, guys, just so you have some takeaways today for what you can put in your own study plans, just in case you're not in Three Keys. I mean, you should be, but some of the stuff that Jen highlighted that she got from our study plan. So one, the reading out loud thing I really like. I've talked about that on the show before, and I love this as a way to exploit every activity, right? So we have a newspaper article. You can just read it for sure, but you can get more out of it. Like Jen said, you could read it out loud. That helps your speaking fluency. That's great. It helps you to remember the words that you're learning. Analyze it for new vocabulary. Analyze the grammar structures. So everybody's always worried about grammar, right? If you just get used to like one or two impressive complex structures that you find in an article, that's all you need. These essays are so short. You don't need a bank of like 1,000 different sentence structures. Just a couple. That's it. Just a couple, and use them correctly. And then two resources, guys, ESLLab.com, amazing listening quizzes, and also really anything from NPR. Just go to the website, click on the podcast button. Okay. So, Jen, can you give any other advice to students out there who maybe do have their exams coming up in a month or two? Like, what would you recommend them to be thinking about or working on or preparing for right now?
Do you mean Three Keys student or?
Well, just anybody, you know, like any of our listeners out there. What do you think is most, what helped you the most in your IELTS preparation?
Wow.
It's a big question, right? It could be resources that helped you or any like specific strategies that helped you, like that reading nine, for instance. What do you think helped you on that reading nine? Let's focus on that.
I think the strategy you gave us on the course definitely helped, because this is the first time I know that, well, I shouldn't intend to read every sentence. That's what I did like in my past exams. So
sure.
Those, and I think scanning, skimming, and reading for details, those strategies definitely help. And I think for our audience out there, if you are not that confident about this upcoming test and you think you may need some help, please sign up for this course, because awesome. I just feel like this is definitely worth your time and your money. This is, I think, one of my best investments.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Jen. You know, the way that you spoke about this earlier really, really resonated with me, because I'm the same way. Like, if I cannot spend money, I'm not going to spend money. Like, I am going to just try and do everything by myself. And You know, that is, we cannot go through life that way. That's, we can't, I'm sorry, but we can't do everything ourselves, right? Especially when you're really trying to grow and improve, then like Jen said, you need to seek out an expert. You need a guide at some point. We're not bored knowing everything, and we can't teach ourselves everything through free resources. I wish we could. But we can't. It's not possible. So yeah, exactly. Sometimes, guys, you really do just need some help and a guide. And remember, we are doing a free web class July 1st and 2nd, and we're going to talk about stuff like this in that free web class, guys. So go to allearsenglish.com/busy, and we're going to talk about an amazing study plan, like a 48-hour study plan. This is a great example of how you could improve all of your skills using free resources like we have in our three keys study plan. It's going to be amazing. So go to allearsenglish.com/busy. And if you are ready to follow Jen's words of wisdom, her amazing advice, and become a three keys student, go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. All right, Jen, super awesome. I am so proud of you. These are incredible scores. Everybody in our Facebook group is like, oh my God, congratulations. I think everybody's been asking you for a lot of advice.
So thank you for helping
the other students. Yeah. Jen, you're awesome. Thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Jessica. Thank you for this opportunity.
All right. Have fun in Canada.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.